This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States suffered its worst daily death toll yet in the coronavirus pandemic on Tuesday. More than 1,700 deaths reported before all state totals were in. The death toll for the United States has now risen past 12,000. The United States has the third highest official death toll in the world for coronavirus, behind Italy and Spain. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday the United States might be getting to the top of the curve of the coronavirus outbreak and reiterated that he wants to get the U.S. economy reopened soon. He made those comments during his daily coronavirus press conference with his coronavirus task force this evening. More than 40% of the U.S. deaths have been in the state of New York, the majority of those in New York City. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, reported a potential sign of progress in containing the spread of the coronavirus with a drop in hospitalizations and in critically ill patients. Despite the outbreak, the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin started in-person voting on Tuesday in a Democratic presidential primary. After a stalemate with the Republican-dominated state legislature, Governor Tony Evers postponed the election by an executive order issued yesterday. Within hours, however, the state Supreme Court blocked that postponement. Hundreds of poll workers refused to come to work today because of the pandemic. In Milwaukee, the state's biggest city, only five of the planned 180 polling stations were open. But those polling stations soon had long lines of voters who distanced themselves from one another while healthcare workers handed out masks. Wisconsin has more than 2,400 confirmed cases of the virus. It is alone in holding its primary on Tuesday. More than a dozen other U.S. states have postponed their primaries for April and May. This is VOA News. U.S. markets stumbled in the final hour of trade on Tuesday after 2 days of steady gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average turned negative half an hour before closing down 26.13 points to 22,653. The S&P 500 fell 4.27 points and the NASDAQ was off 25 points. In early U.S. trading, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones were higher than usual, up 3%, while the NASDAQ was up more than 2.5%. The rally faded after the price of U.S. oil went from a gain in price to a loss of more than 9%. A price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, along with the global slowdown prompted by the coronavirus pandemic, have made oil prices especially volatile. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley has resigned after firing the captain of an aircraft carrier who sent out a plea for help after a coronavirus outbreak on his ship. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced Modley's departure Tuesday after a meeting between the two men. Modley last week fired Captain Brett Crozier, the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, saying he had shown extremely poor judgment in widely distributing by email a letter calling for urgent help with the COVID-19 outbreak aboard his ship. Modley then flew to the ship at port in Guam and delivered a speech to the crew in which he lambasted Crozier, saying the captain was either, in his words, too naive or too stupid to be in charge of an aircraft carrier. On Monday night, at Esper's insistence, Modley issued a public apology. The resignation was announced today. Doctors and medical staff in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province stayed away from official duties for a second day Tuesday to protest a lack of protective equipment to treat COVID-19 patients and demand permanent jobs. Hundreds of young medics took to the streets Monday in the provincial capital, Quetta, despite a ban on such gatherings aimed at limiting the spread of coronavirus. Protesters said riot police used force to disperse the rally and briefly detained about 50 rally participants. Protesters said U.S. President Donald Trump has dismissed Glenn Fine as head of the independent watchdog overseeing the management of the country's $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package. Fine is the second inspector general the president has lashed out at in less than a week. Fine is being replaced by Sean O'Donnell, who is currently the acting inspector general at the Environmental Protection Agency. O'Donnell will oversee hundreds of billions of dollars being sent to U.S. corporations whose economic fortunes have been severely impacted by the virus. Last week, Trump fired Michael Atkinson as the inspector general of the intelligence community for links to the president's impeachment trial. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.